changing your life today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on a beautiful Sunday morning. Blue sky, no rain in the forecast. Finally, a whole weekend with sunshine. And if we can help you with your garden, the number to call, 800-259-9231. A lot to do in the garden this time of the year, and hopefully the gardens will be able to catch up now that the weather is stabilizing and we're getting more sun than we are rain. I know it's been difficult, and it's been very discouraging for a lot of you, as well as me, when I look at pictures of my garden last year at this time and look at what's happening this year. It is discouraging, but it's going to catch up. July and August, July's halfway through, that's okay, but August is a good production month. September can be a very good production for the flowers and for the vegetable garden. So don't get discouraged. Get out there and Mother Nature will play catch up and will make things a lot better for us. What I want you to do though is I want you to walk around your property and see what's happening. And that way you can call me and we can work together. Now, one of the things that needs to be done is something called deadheading at this time of the year. And if you have perennials and you see that the flowers themselves are beginning to go by or there's only a little bit of the blossom, remove the dead flowers or what's left of the flowers. A lot of your perennials, if you deadhead them and you clean them, will have time to make additional flowers. They're not going to be as dramatic as the first one, but it will produce side shoots and you will get secondary flowers. So, you know, don't get discouraged. Oh, I didn't get to really enjoy it. Prune them back, clean them, give them a little bit of additional fertilizer. We've had so much rain that a lot of the food that you've put down is gone. And if you have things like window boxes and whiskey barrels, and you plant them full of flowers, even if you use products like Osmocote that's supposed to last the whole growing season, you have to say to yourself, these are products that every time they get wet, they ooze a little bit of fertilizer out of that little pellet. Well, the month of June, for example, we're supposed to get around 3 inches of rainfall. We've had close to 10. So we've had three times more rain. July, so far, we've had 3 to 4 inches of rain. So it's doubled or even tripled in some cases. So the fertilizer that you put down in May is 50% or 60% or even 70% gone. So it'd be a good idea to get out there, give them some additional fertilizer. Use a liquid like the Neptune's Harvest Fish and Sea Fertilizer. if you use Miracle-Gro, get it on there. Give them a shot. A day like today, a good application of a liquid food, those plants will take it right in, and it will help them to rebloom. The other thing I want you to look at is your roses. If your roses have buds that are done, cut them back. If you do not remove the faded flowers from your roses, that branch thinks it's still in bloom, and that branch stops growing. If you can take the dead roses off your plant, they will rebloom for you in 3 weeks. Their goal is to make seeds. And the only way they can make seeds is by making flowers. So if you remove the dead flowers, and the same with your geraniums, with your petunias, with your marigolds, get the old flowers off. The plant will rebloom. The more you deadhead, the more you clean, the more flowers you will have on your plants. Okay? And there's a shrub that will bloom all summer, the spirea. A lot of us are familiar with the white blooming spirea that blooms in the early spring. They call it bridal wreath. But in the summer, there's a pink spirea and a lavender and a white spirea. Some have green foliage, some has a yellowish foliage, and all different color combinations of flowers. If you've got a spirea and it's done blooming, clean it. Take a pair of shears, remove all of the faded flowers, and that spirea will rebloom in 3 weeks. Not many shrubs will do that, but the spirea family that blooms in the summer, if you remove all those faded or dirty flowers off of it, they will rebloom for you in 3 weeks. So now's the time to get out there, do some pruning, do some cleaning, refeed, and you're going to be in for a great August and September. So don't get discouraged. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Jennifer on the line calling about lilies.
Jennifer, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. 4 years Hi. Ago, I put in a bed of oriental lilies, and for two yes. years they were great. This year they're pathetic. Should they ever have been dug up, or will they come back, or what? Is there anything I should do, or do they just not last?
Are you getting holes in them?
No, they're the just very, very, no, they just very, very thin stems, and they've got buds, but they just look sick.
Okay. Have you been fertilizing them at all, Jennifer?
I think a little bit with Miracle-Gro.
Okay. What I would suggest that you do is to get a granular fertilizer. Miracle-Gro is a tremendous fertilizer. It does a lot of good for your garden. You have to remember that this is a liquid. It's a water-soluble liquid fertilizer. And under the best conditions, Miracle-Gro, along with all of the other products, will last in that soil for about 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, the plant has used it because, again, it's water-soluble. Under the amount of rain that we've had, whatever Miracle-Gro you put in last week, it's gone. So go to your local garden center, and what you want is a product called Plant Tone or Bulb Tone. And these are organics. They are granular. They're slow release. And for bulbs, you do it spring and fall, twice a year, and it will help the plants become stronger and larger. Traditionally, your orientals and your Asiatic lilies will live in your garden for around 5 years. If you can feed them spring and fall, again, with a granular, not a liquid, because a liquid doesn't last. Then you've got a permanent perennial plant in the garden. So you need something that's going to give it a little bit of food over a long period of time. Miracle-Gro pushes a plant to really make it grow, but then there's nothing. So you have to say to yourself, if it's annuals, and because the season is short, if you could feed it with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks, you'll have an unbelievable cut flower garden or petunias or things like that. For perennials, you need something that's there for the duration of the season, and that's when you want to use a granular product. So I think if you can do that, Jennifer, you're going to see a dramatic change, and you'll give them enough energy that the bulb can split and make additional bulbs at the same time. Thank you. Give it a try. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Jan on the line calling about a holly bush.
Okay. Jan, how can we help you, holly?
Hi.
Hi.
I noticed that on some of the branches, in the middle of the branches, there were no leaves. And so I was wondering what that was all about.
Okay, now this is on the new growth, or is it deeper into the plant?
It's probably deeper into the plant.
Okay. Well, some of those could be leaves from either last year or the year before, and that's natural for the, as the plant gets larger, the sunlight cannot penetrate to the very center of your plant. And because those leaves don't get enough sunshine, they'll fall, and that's a natural process. So what you want to get accustomed to, Jan, is every spring going out there and just cutting some of the longer growth on your holly plants. What I do is at Christmas time, I prune my hollies, and I use the tips of those branches to decorate for the holidays. And then in the spring, I shear them before the new growth starts, and that way you don't see the center of the holly. It stays thick because you remove the terminal and it bushes out and becomes fuller.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Hello, gardeners. Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden center.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Enjoy that sunshine, folks. We haven't seen it for a long, long time. And be prepared for it. Oh, one of the things I wanted to mention this morning, too. If any of you have white pine that you have planted on your property to give you privacy, or blue spruce, I want you to be aware that there's a little insect that will attack the tops of your trees. Now, when you're in the yard, look at the very tip where the new growth is coming. And if you see that you're getting a little bit of browning, that is called a tip moth, T-I-P moth. And they also call it the Nantucket pine shoot tip moth. And if you should have this, where you look at the top of your tree, you're getting a little bit of browning on that leader or maybe with some of the side shoots, you want to get a product called Malathion. You want to spray it. Or you can use Bayer tree and shrub and get it into the ground right now. It will move up to the top of the tree and it will eliminate it. But if when you're growing conical plants like blue spruce and white pine, and you could have a row of 50 of them, and you could get one here, skip four or five plants, and then get two in a row, and then skip two or three and get one. So it is very erratic, but just look for the possibility of some brown near the top of the plant. And if it's a white pine, as soon as you see the brown, take your pruners and remove it, because it's a cluster of maggot-like insects they will eat their way down, and sometimes they can eat down 18 to 24 inches. So just be aware of it. And if you see it, remove it, and then spray the tree with malathion. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Dick on the line who has a problem with his maple tree.
Dick, good morning. Welcome
morning,
to the
Paul.
Garden Club.
Great show as
Hi.
Usual.
Thank you.
We appreciate all your work.
How can we help you this morning, Dick?
Well, I'll tell you, I have about a 50-year-old Norway maple that was damaged, oh, probably 15 years ago in a storm. And it split from the ground up on the trunk, maybe 4 feet. And it's been alive and fine. But recently, I've noticed that the inside of the split has become very pulpy at the top. It's all wet and just like sawdust.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is there anything I can do to give this tree any help?
Has the bark torn?
Yes.
Okay. Has it started to try and heal itself, or is it just a big open hole almost?
It's a big open hole. It's healed around the edges, but it's open, yes.
Okay. And when you kind of poke at that wood, it's very soft.
It's so I can put my hand right up inside, and it's pulpy
oh,
and pull
you
the
can.
Wood out.
Okay. In that case, what I would do is I would try and clean as much of it as possible, get all that pulpy, grainy type sawdust type wood out of it. Clean it up. What's happening is every time it rains, the water runs down the trunk of the tree and then enters that hole and it continues that rotting process. So if you can clean it out like a cavity in your tooth and then buy a bag of ready-mix sacrete.
Okay.
And then mix it up and stuff it into the hole to plug it, so that you won't get any moisture going inside that tree and continuing that rotting process. Plus, the cement that's being put in there will fill in that void, that hollow spot, and that will make the tree stronger when we start to get a lot of wind, a lot of weather, snow, and things like that. So if you can fill that as tight as possible with cement, you'll prevent a hollow weak spot in the tree because now it's filled with cement. You'll eliminate moisture from getting into it that will continue that rotting process. And because the tree is now able to fight off this problem, it will continue that healing process. And if it's like a tree like a pine, it does produce natural resins that keep the insects out, so you should be okay. If it's a maple, a little bit of white house paint, latex, will do a great job. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. The wet weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Or you can go to www.paulparent.com and you can listen to the show any time of the day. This time of the year, now that the sun's coming out, you're going to start to see things like poison ivy and sumac explode. And this is the best time of the year to kill them, when they are actively growing. So if you've got poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and things like that, products like Roundup will do wonders for it. Okay? So just be aware. You can use Roundup, you can use Cleanup, or you can use Killzall. But any of these really bad weeds that irritate your skin, July and August are the months that you can most effectively control them. poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and in your lawn, crabgrass. We talked about that earlier in the program. Pale green, and the most effective time to kill it is right now. If you go down to your local garden center, you can buy products that you screw onto the end of your hose, and it mixes all by itself. It will kill crabgrass and not hurt your good grasses in your lawn. And if you look at your grass today, it's a pale green, kind of a lime green color, growing horizontally, not vertical like the rest of your grass. And each crabgrass plant can spread to be a foot in diameter. So now's the time to do it. If you wait until August, they're going to make seeds. And that means that your grass is going to have more crabgrass next year. So kill them now before they have a chance to make seed. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Tom on the line who's calling about his tomato plants.
Okay. Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great. And yourself, Tom?
Very good, thanks. Paul, I've got about 30 tomato plants. They're beefsteak tomato plants. The plants themselves seem to be pretty healthy. They've grown to about 5 feet. But the tops of the plants, all of the leaves at the tops of the plants and all the ends of the branches have curled, not under, but sort of up and over, almost as if, I don't know how to describe it. The plants are green and healthy otherwise. They're growing fine. But of the 30 plants, probably 25 have this going on.
Okay. There's no discoloration like red spots or yellowing or anything like that?
No, there is not.
There's not. Okay. So it's just twisting and curling?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. I've noticed I have 27 tomato plants, various kinds, and one of my plants is from, probably in the last month, has been doing a lot of this twisting and curling, misshapen foliage, and all the others are fine. And it seems to have almost stunted it. So I did some research and found that it is a fungus that's causing this. Almost, if it was a little bit worse, I would almost believe that it is a virus that came with that particular plant. But it's only happened in the last month, and it could be a virus. What I would do, if it's only like 3 or 4 inches of the top of the plant, I would take a pair of pruners or scissors and remove where it is twisting. If it's a foot, then you may have a bigger problem. But if it's only the tips, by pruning them out, you'll stimulate some new growth, and the new growth should be normal. I think a lot of it has to do with the type of weather. Tomatoes are plants that like sunshine. They like some heat, and we've had the opposite. We've been cooler than normal, and we've been a lot wetter than normal, and it could be that you're getting some backlash from that weather. So I would take, let's say, half of them. Remove all of these twisting type growth and give it a week or two and see what happens to the ones that remain. They may just outgrow themselves out of that if the weather continues to stay sunny and nice. And I was looking at the long range forecast for New England, and the long range forecast is to be nice for a change. The rest of the country, they've been pretty good. So clean up some of them, see if it's going to stimulate some new growth, and you should be okay. As I said, I have one in mind that's really, really bad, and I'm just watching it carefully. But if it's only the tips, take half of those plants, clean them, and see what happens to the ones that you don't clean and the ones that you do. But I'm sure that it's weather-related. And if you could use a fungicide like Messenger or Serenade, you should be in good shape. Thank you, Tom. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Pat on the line who's looking for a little help with the vegetable garden.
Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, morning. I have an established vegetable garden with tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, various things like that, and I'm not having the problem that Tom had. I'm having the yellowing problem. It's almost like the root rot with so much rain. Is there any way I can stem it, like stop it with some kind of organic fertilizer? What I put them in with was Coast of Maine that I got off of you and Cock-a-Doodle-Doo when I first planted, and I've had great luck with that. But now with all the rain, it seems to have, they were doing fine until we had 2 weeks of rain or 3 weeks. And now I put the rest of the bag around it to see if that would feed it. Is there anything else I could do?
What I would do, the leaves on the very, very bottom, if they're turning almost bright yellow, pick them off.
Yes, I did that.
Okay. Then if you want to stay organic, get a product called Serenade. There may be a little bit of Messenger still in some of the stores. Messenger is a great product. It's produced by a company that primarily works with the farming industry. And Messenger tried to be available for the homeowner, and the only place that they did really, really well was in New England. And because they weren't able to stimulate enough sales, the product is no longer being packaged. So if you see Messenger at a garden center, pick it up, because there's no more being made for the retailer, only for the farmer. Messenger has growth hormones in it. And when you apply it to the plant, it tells the plant it's under stress. And when you do it before the problem arises, it builds different things in the plant to fight the diseases that are not there yet. It makes the plant think that it's under attack. It builds the antibodies to fight the plant. And you can use it when you have a problem. Serenade is out there, it's being made, it's totally organic, totally natural, and Serenade will attack the blights on tomatoes. And it's something that you could put on a day like today. It comes in a pink bottle, it's totally organic, and it was developed for the tomato industry in Florida. So spray your plants with that, and I would do it every couple of weeks until you see that this yellowing stops. The other thing with tomatoes, never irrigate your garden at night. If you're going to water your tomatoes, what I've done, and it works wonderful, you go to any hardware store, any garden center, you can buy a water timer that's like your kitchen timer when you're cooking a hard-boiled egg. You attach it to your hose, to the faucet, you attach a hose to the bottom of it, and you turn this dial so that it will run for 15 minutes, a half an hour, or 1 hour. And what I do is I set my sprinkler up in the morning in the garden. I turn my timer on for half an hour or 1 hour, and I leave. And the sprinkler will run, and an hour later, it shuts off all by itself. That way, it has the chance to water the garden 7 o'clock in the morning until 8. The sun comes out, it dries the foliage, and there's no disease problems. If you water the garden 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, and the sun isn't strong enough to dry it, the leaves stay wet, the disease spores are blowing in the air. If it hits wet foliage, it sticks to the water, drills into the plant, and now you've got a fungus disease. So do your watering in the morning or late in the afternoon so that it has a chance to air dry, and you'll eliminate spreading it. With all the rain, there was nothing you could do. But you can solve it. Use Serenade or Messenger and change your watering habits so that you do not water when it's going to get dark. And that will help tremendously. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Donna on the line calling about an iris plant.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. My sister has two groups of iris that she took from me about 2.5 years ago. They're large bearded iris.
Right.
They've bloomed beautifully for 2 summers. This year, after one of them stopped blooming, there was a large spike. At the top of the spike was a pod about 3 or 4 inches long and about 1.5 to 2 inches in diameter. We broke one off. It was so thick and hard, almost impossible to get into. Inside was just like white fuzz. There were no seeds or anything.
Okay.
But she's noticed a couple of these spiking. And they're on the other side of her neighbor's fence are tiger lilies coming through.
Okay.
Have you ever seen her?
Well, usually iris, if they are fertilized, will make a hard, tight pod. But iris very seldom makes seeds. Most of your iris will split. And if they're pollinated correctly, then you will get some seeds. But normally, it's through division.
Right, it's a tuber type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I would do is if she thinks there may be some seed in, see, it could be that the seed is not mature enough at this point. So tell her to, if she wants to wait, allow this stalk to stay there until it turns brown. And once it turns brown and begins to dry, then she can crack it open and she could have some seeds. And it could be the pollen from a neighbor. It could be pollen from, who knows, 2 or 3 blocks away that the bees have put on hers. And she could have seeds that could create some different colors of iris. And that's how they make iris. They pollinate the flower, save the seeds, start them, and then they start a whole new variety. So it's up to her. She can either remove it, and that will make the plant use all of that energy to make those rhizomes stronger, healthier, and grow a lot quicker. Or she could try and grow seeds if she's willing to spend 3 years to grow a new plant from a seed to something that's able to flower. Either way. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com has help directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. If you have dogs or a cat, and they go outside with all the rain, it really has encouraged almost an overpopulation of fleas and ticks. Just want you to be aware of it. I have dogs, and all of a sudden, in the last couple of weeks, we're seeing the dogs coming in with more ticks than normal. If you go to your local garden center, you have a company called Bonide or Bayer. Both of these companies have products that you can attach to your garden hose, and you can spray the backyard or wherever your animals frequent, and it will take care of the fleas and ticks. But again, with all the rain, these two pests that will attach themselves to you or to your pets are more numerous than they should be. And if you've had Lyme disease or you've seen fleas and ticks ticks on you and fleas on your pets, go to your garden center and you can buy a flea and tick killer that attaches to your hose. There's no mixing, no touching of the product. You spray the yard, you let it air dry, and about an hour later, you can allow the animals to go outside, and it works wonderful. Just be aware of it, okay? Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Ellie on the line, who's got an ivy problem on an oak tree.
Okay. Ellie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you very
Hi.
Much. My daughter has a beautiful oak tree, and there's an English ivy. It's growing, I think that's what they call it. It's growing all around the trunk and up the tree. And a friend of hers came down to visit and said, that will kill your tree if you don't get rid of that ivy. Of course, she thinks it's beautiful.
I wouldn't worry about it. The ivy is using the trunk of the tree to climb on instead of a trellis or an arbor. And it will not hurt the tree. If you lived in a climate where the English ivy was all the way to the top and was covering the leaves of the tree, then I would be concerned. But in most areas where English ivy climbs the tree, it grows on the bark as support, and it does not harm the tree one bit. In some cases, it actually helps the tree because it shades the bark, and there's less temperature changes during the winter and summer. So tell your daughter not to worry. Everything is fine, and the ivy is there to make the tree look more beautiful, especially during the winter when the leaves come off. You get this gorgeous green foliage on the branches, and it's not hurting it at all. It's not taking energy out, and it's not creating any problems. She's fine. Tell her to enjoy it. Jared, I think we can get one more through.
Okay, we have John on the line who has a question about fertilizer.
John, how can we help you with your garden this morning?
Yes, good morning, Paul. I have an awful lot of shrubs on my property, hedge and so forth, and I wanted to know what I could use to fertilize them. I know Hollytone is made for acid-loving plants, but how do I know, are all shrubs acid-loving plants?
What you want to do, John, is this. Anything that stays green during the winter has a tendency to be acid-loving. And anything that loses its foliage during the winter, you would change from holly tone to plant tone. Holly tone is for whatever is green. Plant tone is for everything else. So for forsythia, for weigelia, for dogwoods, crabs, if you have maples or flowering cherries, flowering crabs, then you want to use plant tone fertilizer. One of the main differences between the two products is evergreens love iron. And in Hollytone, they add something called chelated iron that helps to keep the green coloration in evergreen plants, so that they stay darker green on a year-round basis. I mean, you can buy fertilizers for all kinds of things to make it easier, to make it less expensive. Anything that stays green, Hollytone. Anything that loses its foliage during the winter months, plant tone. And if they're new, do it spring and fall. If they're well-established, in the spring is all you need to do.